Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we are preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews right now. And while those lessons and those sermons have a lot in them, they can't contain everything. And so these podcasts are giving a bit more detail to individual verses or sets of verses. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. And in fact, we will do more than one of these podcasts on verse 1 because there's a lot contained in these few words. So Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 reads, "Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess." Well, here we have an important set of thoughts and ideas which seem to be a bit of a summary of the first two chapters. The build-up to this therefore has been impressive. There are several therefores in the book of Hebrews, and if you want an interesting Bible study, it would be to look up those therefores and look at the what's gone before them that then makes the writer think that a therefore is called for at that point. So we've had two chapters of meaty Old Testament exegesis in chapters 1 and 2 and some very thorough explanation of doctrine about Jesus and his significance and his purpose and his identity. And it all leads up to this verse, verse 1 of chapter 3. For the problem with the believers that the writer is addressing, the reason he wrote this letter, it's exposed here in a summary form, I think, in verse 1 and later on in this chapter. They have become these people who have made a decision to follow Jesus Christ and have become his followers. They have become unfixed in their thinking about Jesus. The writer says, fix your thoughts on Jesus. Why does he say this? Because they have become unfixed. It's possible for someone to be a real Christian and very sincere and wholehearted, and yet over time to lose the strength of their fixing of their heart or mind or thoughts on Jesus Christ. These followers of Jesus are not thinking right about him, or perhaps not thinking much about him at all. Maybe neglecting to think about his significance as the apostle. It talks about him as an apostle here, meaning a messenger of God. Or perhaps they're neglecting to think about his significance as their high priest, as it mentions here in verse 1. In other words, they're the one who saves them. And Jesus is actually the last word in the Greek of this verse. And so that's the climax of the point. Therefore, holy brothers, who share your in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on the apostle, the high priest, whom we confess, Jesus. He's trying to get their focus and their attention back on him. It's so important for a Christian that often we get our thoughts fixed on our job, our spouse, our kids, our worries, our fears, our hopes, our dreams, all kinds of things, or even on church or religion or the form of it, or whether I've had a good quiet time or the things to do with the Christian life. And these are all important, but they can become the things we're fixed on instead of Jesus Christ. That's why we need communion every week. I really believe that we do. That it's the communion time that helps us with all the things swirling around us in our lives and all the things swirling around us at a church service. And we get our thoughts fixed back on Jesus. How's it going today in terms of having a day fixed on Jesus? If you're listening to this in the morning before you go to work or whatever else you're doing, this is a good time to fix your thoughts again on Jesus, to do what it talks about in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, to fix your thoughts on things above and fix your heart on things above, to set our heart and mind there. That's at least part of the purpose of a good quiet time. Let's fix our thoughts on Jesus today, to think about how he would act if he were in our shoes, to think about how he would speak if he was speaking through our mouth, to think about how he would act to touch the lives of others around us, to think about what would be on his mind and what would be on his heart, what his desires would be. Let's think about such things, and then we will live a life that surely honors God in all that we do. Well, next time we'll go on to look at a couple of other ideas from this verse. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. You can email me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you have time, please go over to iTunes and look up MCCX in podcast. You'll find this one. And if you have time, give us a review and some stars. Until the next time, though, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.